brain condition that I have a liver and a heart condition. I have a liver and a heart condition in which I'm almost ready to be operated on. But my brother-in-law was operated on before and he passed the brain condition. And part of the fact, another thing, that they wasn't sending in a body or something if you want to get over there. This is it. And so, for that reason, I told her that I wasn't on. She asked me to go when she was on the other side of the struggle. After that, I packed up and I told her no. I also told father. Father said he understood the situation unless we could agree, both of us. He wouldn't touch the property. He was taking it on for protection. He said, let's put the sign back out there and let's do it there. And at the time, she would do as any other broker had done, and that's what I was expecting. And the money owed us, and I was going to give to People's Temple. You know, I would do so. And then I asked
her
that if I wanted to give to People's Temple, she was just going to sell it and take her escrow, you know, stuff out of it, just like anybody else, just like any other broker on the outside. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so we had picked the sign up. And then we went and put it back.
Wait a minute, I hear somebody's door and it's locked. And we're still in the room. And then we should have. Okay, so what you're saying is that go ahead, wave your sign. No, you said something about, father said something to Kay.
We took a sign up, and the next time after father said that the last time he said that, let Kay go ahead. You just don't want, probably don't want us to see how much you dance for. I don't know, it isn't that. Mm-hmm. He said, Kay would handle it if I came out of the broker. No, you can take it away from her. She would give you your check back as any other broker would do.
You think father said that?
Yes. He said that. That's when I put the sign back out there. Never would I have put the sign back out. We won't get another broker to set it.
No. That isn't what we remember at all.
Well, I tell you, but that property should have never been touched until both of them decided. That was mine. It should have never been touched. And I can take it to court first.
I
have been mistreated, but something I've worked 40 years for, I'm going to stand on my feet for it.
How could it have been touched if both of you didn't agree?
We didn't agree. And you know it. You know it wasn't agreed. You got me up in that damn council room and all of you got around me.
And when you took her out, you promised to kill me if I didn't give it up. Yes, they did. You were the one that packed her out and put her in the car.
Jim Jones said,
if you keep it, then Jim Jones said it over the speaker. Then he come back and said it.
He said the next day, on Sunday, you can.
Something's wrong with all of us.
You either
set
a die. He said it. You do it or die.
Well, our memory is different than that. So there's really no sense talking about that part.
No.
The property has been sold.
Yeah, and I just want my check. And I mean just that. I know who can make you give it to me.
I went out and pamphlet and put $6,000 of pamphlet money in somebody's hand. $14,000 over that table down there. I worked and when I was sick trying to help these folks.
And then turned around and
why did you do that? Why did I do it? I wanted to help the cause.
Okay, so you don't you think that you have helped the cause?
Mabel
was the only one at first that said she wanted her check to come directly to her. Yes. And she changed her mind and signed for hers to go exactly the
Mabel, you ain't.
Yes, is that right? Now, that is
you got it in the papers.
Well, that's all. Give me a check. Let me get out of here. Who can make you give me my check?
I've been protected for 60 years.
Why should I come here to be protected? I come here to be skipped from my head to my toes with everything I got. That's all protection.
Did we come to you and ask you to let us sell your house?
Yes.
That's not true at all.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I've talked to Wade a lot, I've talked to Mabel a lot, and I said that tonight we'll be going over the same old stuff over and over again. We know the truth. They know the truth. All I can say is this. I don't feel like it's my blood pressure. I don't think nobody else is in.
Where are you going to get it out?
I think we ought to just give them what we all agree on and let them go. And this is it.
Well, let's talk about the amount of money that was taken in and returned over to People's Temple.
Was $48,510.07.
That's the amount that the check came from escrow to the center.
All the costs
was included in escrow.
Let's talk about some figures.
We got time. Okay.
Well, I'm
But if you just kind of quiet down a little bit, I mean, we can talk about it.
I'm tired of being run over by this.
No,
but
you've been here since last night. This is last night. You don't have to come down here no more. This is what the Astro wants.
Now, we're talking about...
what is it?
Where did you get yours out and put your fingers down?
No, like no, people got people that pad. Give them that pad. They want you to write it down.
Okay, you want to write it down. I don't care.
Wait, I'm going to show. I'm going
to
show. I'm
going to step on taking something out of rest for my
well,
life.
Well, honey, we're here to
stand
it
out.
So wait, now,
Mabel, come on, man. Let's be quiet.
That's okay. That's what we came down
here for. You don't
have to, honey. This is why we're here tonight to settle it.
Now, this is what the Astro says.
Now
I think it's the best.
Just cool it. Just cool it and straighten it for once and all.
That's all. That's the way you
now,
are.
Okay.
Now, Astro tells me
well, let me give you some figures that we had from some of the cost that was involved in getting these houses through escrow, passed, and closed.
We want what you had for people's temple. That's what
let me finish this.
Mabel, please. Now, let's
be
quiet. I would love
you
to
ready to take these figures?
Wait.
I have some figures for you later. Probably clear them up easier.
$37.03 came out in the number one. That is that crap.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't
want to
get
it out.
Maybe
you
get out
there
if I
don't. Those were just escrow fees. And here, let's talk about the house on 2nd Avenue had to have foundation work. It had to have a roof.
Well, that I can't who asked
you?
I didn't
ask you. Who asked you to do that?
That's our property.
Nobody asked us to do anything.
With my property.
Nobody asked us to do
anything.
You didn't ask me to do that.
No, nobody asked
just
us.
Just a minute.
You didn't ask to be done that. You've done it on your own.
Just a minute, Mabel. Before you get your...
I'm trying to be sensible, be downright
about this and be honest and clear.
Why are you people, having the one penny on my property, have so much damn authority over it? That's what I want to know.
Nope. Maybe.
You haven't given me one penny on that. I've worked for 40 years.
If they don't want to do right, we don't have to argue.
We're trying to sit here and work out some kind of arrangement.
Because I didn't tell you to do that.
So can we just please, nobody has even told you to do that. Wait a minute. You didn't know how much money come out of the property.
I didn't remember. We can't have a meeting like this. This is absolutely ridiculous.
What he happened, the note came due. For the note came due, and before that was on, we talked about, you said, said, you ought to handle that. Go ahead and handle it. Those were your exact words to me.
No, let me tell you something.
Wait, I would not lie on you. I would not lie on you.
You know, in your heart,
you know I would not lie.
Yeah, but sometimes, let me tell you the truth, I found out that people can say something so much until they believe it themselves, whether it's a lie or what it is. So the thing about it is, I feel that we have listened to you too. Now let's listen to McElvain, because we cannot have a civilized meeting under these circumstances. Then if there's any discussion after he talks, then we can do it. Otherwise, we're not acting intelligently. And as far as threats and things are concerned,
I'm not threatening nobody.
No, this is it. There's court calls, and there are things, and for everything that you can take in, we can take it in too. But the thing about it is, we have been members of a family.
If we please,
let's listen to McElvain, and then afterwards, if there's a discussion, let's discuss it. Because even if you went to a lawyer, the lawyer would ask that of you. You know, you couldn't go there and just holler and everybody's talking at one time. You got to come there with facts. Okay, so did we hear?
Okay, there was work to prepare the Second Avenue house to meet the VA specifications.
We were asking to.
But just a minute, there's a discussion later. Okay.
We had to put a foundation on that additional room in between the garage and the house. They had to have a new roof in the front house. The preparation for the painting inside and out, the tile work in the bath and the kitchen, the carpentry work, the work around the kitchen area, and a new carpeting in the house. And in the back house, they had to do tile work in two apartments, plumbing repairs, and they had to have the shutters repaired in place. And the total for that came to $4,635.
How much?
$4,635.
Unless you've done it for free, because
I'm not getting
nothing
out of it. But this minute, okay, either, okay, right now.
But me, I saw it like it was.
How much it was?
$4,635.
Wait, Joe, we can finish it.
No.
Okay.
Okay,
now,
The
outlay from the money that you've come and gotten several times at the dinner comes to $897. The Rosie has given you the
$897.
From this project you got going, we don't get no kind of senior citizen nothing, because you people is got our property. We don't get no kind of senior citizen benefit.
I want to know what I got $800. I got $20 one, $25 one.
Let me spell it out. I'll spell it out for you.
All right.
I can give this. The Beverly Hills Savings and Loan, we had to outlay $560 to take it out of foreclosure.
Wait a minute, honey. I got a letter from, it is up yonder, somewhere, and all that junk that I'm scattered around now. They were thanking us for our loan, and we kept up with our bills.
We kept up our bill for 17 years.
Whatever time, that's the amount.
And we had that house on 2nd Avenue since 1949.
Was that in escrow thing?
No, we paid that because it wouldn't have stayed. You know, the house would have been in foreclosure if we hadn't paid that back rent. Is that the time we thought you were paying? We talked about that, right?
No, why should I pay it?
Do you remember talking about
it? Right,
it
was $5,000.
You don't remember the discussion? That wasn't a discussion.
We'll produce a council check if necessary.
We'll talk to you about it.
All right, there were a couple of times that at the end of the, when the house had been sold and the new owners had it for the stream, that somehow you collected the rent for two of the apartments. They came up to $130, and we had to give that money back to the new owner.
No,
that was in the 30s.
So.
Wait, you and I went over there, and you drove them over there.
Yeah, I drove them over there.
That was the time. We stood out there in the yard and discussed it.
I never collected another penny after you told me it was
over. It was already collected at that time. That's when we had to pay it.
Yeah, you trying to take up all the property, huh?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
I'm going to see you.
Wait a minute, ma'am. I didn't want to see
to Dr. Hunter, it was $90.
Yeah,
to the Western Radiological Medical Group, that was $81. Yeah. Southern California Gas Company, that's
$13.23. Southern
California
Gas Company,
mm-hmm.
for what?
Closing bill. It just was paid on the house, not you, it was paid expenses on the house. That was the money from the utilities on the house. It was paid out, is what I'm trying to say. And there was some medical prescriptions of $26.35. For a total of $897,000.
Why in the hell did you try to sell my property? We could have sold it. We bought it. We could have sold it good as you.
Maybe the house been sold. Now, so what we're trying to
do is... Well, that's what I want. I want every damn bit.
We cannot go get the house back now. Okay, so let's...
You're talking about taking money back, you know, and we're trying to make an arrangement. For whatever reason, you want to take it back, it's your business.
That's right.
We ain't getting your business for that.
No.
What we're trying to do is to arrange something. And if you know, if we can sit down and be still about it, then you never arrange it. Can't
give
in.
Come on, I'm gonna change that.
Okay. Now, what do I didn't get from you the figure from the rent. I think they moved in about August. Is that so?
Hell,
y'all gonna take up and throw us down and then take everything
we got. Tell me about
how you
rent
my job. Are you talking about
what you down people been doing? That's what you down people been doing. You been taking things away from me, turn around, try to. I didn't have nothing but my little social security when you took everything away from me. Now you want the rent. Hell, you were supposed to put us somewhere where we didn't have to pay.
Well, don't you ask me for your money back?
But if you,
yeah. Oh, you ask me for your money back? Yeah. Don't you expect to pay your rent if you ask me for your money back? I don't understand.
Every damn bit.
Then let's decide on something and agree on it for two.
Okay, so
I'm going to get my money.
Did you move in August? That's how we had it figured.
Yeah, we moved in August.
And you paid
a
month rent.
2 months rent?
No.
Yes, we did. We paid 2 months rent. We paid
one apartment, one to the other apartment.
No, we didn't. We paid 2 months. We paid one to her and one to his wife.
Okay, so that would make it $770 rent from the time you haven't paid until now.
All right, get my money, then I'll see about paying you. Yeah. But if I don't get the right amount, I am not going to pay you a damn thing.
When we do this, it's going to be done where we all have agreed on it, and we will all sign that this is how it is, and we agree upon it, and it will be over when that happens.
Yeah, I just don't want you. Why in the hell are you getting into my business in the first place?
We don't, what I don't want. You said we're all brothers and sisters. Why would you rob one?
We don't rob nobody.
Hell, we didn't bother the rest of them. They got in this
nobody. You didn't bother
you. Nobody.
I'm not living in my house.
Other people.
And my husband even belongs to. He's got his, and I turned mine in.
But I don't want to.
So don't talk about me.
I don't
turn in. You did already. But I don't want mine back.
I still want to go over.
No,
okay, McElvain, come on, let's go. Because we're going back on the hot shit, and I'm
changing. That's not necessary, because what I did
the one thing I hadn't put on when I first started figuring was Archie repaired the ceiling.
Who told him to do that?
We couldn't sell the house.
Well, we were going to sell the house. I didn't
say already been sold.
Mabel, you must have had a green something on the way along, so you wouldn't have moved your things out.
Why did you? I had to move. When I come back from work, my thing was all piled up, and I didn't get all my stuff.
Oh, come on, Mabel. You wasn't preparing.
Sure.
I said, don't fool yourself. That's all
talking. Ain't nobody fooling you. You know, in that last council room, when there was so many Negroes standing around the wall after what I have.
You know
what I had worked for.
I was just a bit, Mabel. How long were you
about?
How long were you a member of People's Temple?
I don't care how long
I said you were a big up.
People's Temple ain't give me a damn thing.
How long were you a member?
Why did I worked for everything I've got.
Why did you stay a member of People's Temple?
Because I thought it was something.
You knew it was something.
Huh?
You knew it was something.
I didn't know what
you
it was.
I didn't know it was as bad as it was.
So it's not bad.
I didn't know it was as bad as it was.
If I knew it was a robber, honey, I wouldn't have. I'd like a lot of them. I got out of there.
We continue on with the figures and see what we got here.
Well.
People's Temple ain't done but a highway robber.
I take it.
What do you have now, man? Let's see what
it is. Well, it comes to approximately $6,500. The total cost that we've outlaid since to sell the house and since the house has been sold, the cash given to you and the checks given to you. And incidentally, that last that's check we gave you, Wade, hasn't been cleared yet. I think she wrote your check about three weeks or a month ago, and it hasn't cleared yet, so I hope you haven't lost it. So.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay, so it hasn't come back yet.
He
hasn't come back yet.
He has the check. I gave it directly to him. I signed my name on the back of it and gave it to him. And he gave me a receipt for it. I got it upstairs.
Matt, what about the cash money that
they... That was in the 897.
In the 800?
897. That was in the 897 figure. See,
Because I thought we gave them a matter of thousands.
Well, that $7,000 cash came directly to them from Israel.
Oh, I see.
Wait, so you gave that check to the district attorney. You told me that the other day.
Oh, the drapers. Did we have to pay for those drapers?
Well, that's your fault. That goes to people's temple. Those, I bought those drapers. They're mine. They were fine. And I didn't tell them to put the drapers in with the house.
We had $400. We had to put the drapers back.
Well, they put them back. Because they were the ones. I didn't. They should come and ask me something. They just went and sold my pocket just like
they were trying to work it out.
I don't want to
be this
going back to the house.
Wait a minute.
Here's
what I want to see now. What do you figure now that
you are? We don't owe you anything. You donated money to the church. That's what we're working on. We don't owe you a thing.
Oh, yes, you know.
We are trying to work out. You're saying you want to renege on the gift you gave to the church.
I ain't give nothing to the church.
So don't say we owe you.
I ain't give that church a damn thing no more, but I give that.
So we're trying to work out. I think it's good to get the English straight.
Yeah, I know it's good to get it straight. But hell with it, it's good to get the figures straight, too.
Well, we're going
to
get the figures straight. But
I'm just asking him. Now, whatever.
I ain't give that church none of my property.
Whatever way he wants to figure.
I really appreciate your attitude here tonight, because you have at least tried to cooperate with us a little bit better than
maybe. What's
the
48? What, you got ready?
No, I'm not going to get the kids.
$48,510.
I should have put the law in there.
Wait a minute. I want to see what he's going to say.
I walked out of that camp for him. Should have put the law in your damn church.
You took that? Okay, it comes to approximately 42,120. That's the main.
There are two pieces of property.
Oh, I forgot the 400. I'm sorry.
$1,000. No, I'm not
going to
put that down,
because
I'm not
going to
put that
down.
How much do you feel that we want to put the $48,000 on the paper?
No sister would do us like this.
I've been this way ever since they took my property.
We called a meeting, you asked for a meeting, we had a meeting with you. Your mother asked you at that moment, at that time, did you want your money back?
This is what she said.
And she said, no, I'm satisfied.
No.
It's waived.
Mother came in and offered her a check. I'd like to see that check. Archie brought it, and you took it. And they went and said he wasn't going, you stuck it back in your pocket.
That was a gift from my lumber company that I handed to him.
$25
That's my social security.
That's what I thought.
She walked in there and said, Wade, do you have your
money? No. I'm talking about the day we met upstairs in room 2.
And my mother was last
We were up at 203. We were that were early Oreen popping this man.
Yeah.
We were all in that room.
I never have said I want to give people's temple my property.
You that day we
I never have said that one time, and I never have been satisfied.
What would we want to give them everything we work for?
You tell me, Wade.
I thought you gave it to the same thing. And you said that you want the whole thing.
I want the whole thing. That's what we're offering you.
Mm-hmm. This is what we're discussing. This is the figure we want to agree upon as the money after.
This is what we're trying to reach a figure so that all the cost is taken care of.
Mm-hmm. And we got to get to that agreement before we can get anywhere. Now this is the cost.
In other words,
that has been
$30,000 worth of cost.
This is the amount of money that has been put out, cash from people's temples, regarding those two houses and your.
Let me ask you this: who told you to take over my property? I know damn well we can't sit up here and do it tonight. So fuck it. Let's not go back over that shit again. You know why that house was sold.
Why? That's what I
would
want to know.
Because you told me in Florida that you had Mabel write that letter. I had Mabel write a goddamn letter. You told Mabel exactly what to write to father. You were there at the house, and father got that letter that Sunday morning. And what did he say? And I think you said something about being careful about what you wrote. Mm-hmm. Simply, it was a warning he gave that day. And later on, you told us that you gave Mabel word for word exactly what to say in that letter.
So she wants to make things.
I don't think I would see the one that I testified that you did.
You said you testified. I'm the only one.
And
Unless you call Aspen's Buffering's I've been on that kind of
trifle. Let's talk about the amount of money. That's a stupid. We don't have to even talk about nothing else but the amount of money, because we can't go no further until we bring it in. That's really what it's at. Anybody stop you? What are you doing? Anybody stop what you're doing? That is the stigma.
You're
going to
pay more in the suit, in the court, and you're going to pay it.
Well, we see about that, maybe.
All right, we see about it.
That amount of money I told you is what it is. The cost that people spend on the outlay.
I have to take your word for it. It wasn't in escrow. You didn't put it in there. Why didn't you write? Yes, you could. All of the escrow fees and everything comes out of escrow.
We would have done that if you thought we were going to have a problem. We didn't think it was going to be a problem. You gave it out of the free will of your own heart.
I'm going to take your word.
I didn't get nothing out of it. I didn't say what you got out of the property. I would have no way of knowing. It was in the papers. I would have no way to know where it was reflected. I don't know. I didn't even see the check.
Well, you're saying you like some proof for that?
Well, I'll tell you what. Give me what I put in that idea for a gift out of my project. Because by God, I took my money and put in that project and turned off everything I made off that project into this hole. And if I ain't give the damn enough, I'm telling you.
What kind of money are you talking about?
It's about $10,000.
It's starting
now. Don't look at me.
Don't
look at me.
I'll get
up with it.
It cost you $10,000 to buy all this stuff?
Every time I give, the total project you turned in. That's right. That's the total project. Give me that. And you don't give me $48.
$10,000.
In that case, then she'll have to have
operator's
license to operate food stand and
project.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying you also want the money
to
put back?
Yes, I want
it.
And Pamperton
also?
No, I don't want the Pamperton money. Give my project money, because I've spent money doing that.
We spent money and then stood on our feet, paid gas bill, electric bill,
everything to come. Why did you do it?
Huh?
Why did you do it?
I thought it was a straight thing. After I found out what it was, a crooked deal, I'm telling you, because they mistreated me, and I'm telling you, I want every damn penny I put in that truck. Because that was my heart.
I wrote down what you said, and I will deliver that. That if you pay back the cost of the house was and whatever you had since you've been here.
You
want $10,000 back.
That's
from
right.
The project.
In other words,
it ain't no joke about me not giving, because I did it. I kept up with it. I kept it up in figures. What I was giving. I didn't care nothing about that. I wouldn't have never done it if you give me what I asked, what you're supposed to get out of that property. I wouldn't have never took that other out. But I want it, and so give it to me.
Since these people are robbers, we belong to the same organization as you belong to. We were robbers, you were robbers, you were robbers. I'm talking about, I didn't take the money. I never did have the money. I gave. I gave when I thought if I thought it from a truck, I gave it. And I'm very happy to know that I do it. I'm free of heart. I'll tell you that now.
Well, that's what I've done. I'm very happy about it.
I want to make this one final response, and I won't argue, I'll run the question. But when we visit your home, every time we get me a part, or even, he's always complaining, you, he wanted to do it, and you would
loans you. The only time it's not you. These women and nations are with no loan that they have for you. And the reason why that you were brought into that room right now was because of his advice, if it was a pressure on you, we want you to go to him and buy him. But the pressure on you, buy him. Because those family help. So you can do it on your own, with no pressure on anybody. But just read the thing out and you make the decision and sign or not sign.
Well, when you catch a fella, even if he did, why didn't you bring me into the room and say, what you want to do? But not when I had a thing.
We finally did.
So it's fine.
We finally
did. One thing, we thought Wade had
You said you wanted all your money. And then you changed your mind. You said, okay, you can have it, but I need something to live on. So let me have $5,000. And then you came back and said, $5,000 enough, make it $7,000. And you just did it right in escrow and made it that you got
$7,000.
I worked all that while
for
you.
You should be proud.
Are you saying that it helped a lot of people?
It helped a lot of people. A lot of people get out and help themselves, and they won't have
to. That would be true if all of them could, but everybody can. And those
that'd be wonderful. The world would have done this if the world was like its beginning. If a white man had to beat us down so hard, we wouldn't even be.
I lived 77 years.
Well,
they don't have no white man, and they have a lot of men there. And I've never hit
you. You started to be careful. I bet you've been so careful he didn't have.
No, no,
have.
You don't even have nothing unless you get your tail out and go to work.
What y'all think about him? I won't say. That's why he's so quiet right now.
All right, wait, what did you tell me the other day? Last conversation I had. Well, I just thought Nick never liked that. Then we were going to ask him that he was going to the hospital to see Mabel and my mother was sick.
What did I say?
About Mabel.
Yeah,
I said, Wade, you couldn't say things like that. About Mabel being crazy. You think they have a nerve back down and she's going crazy?
I swear upon my mother, my daddy, my father, my children, everybody, I don't care if you're swearing on them, Joan. I don't know what to do. That's what you want to believe in him. It's just that Jim has taught us that a human being is worth something, Eddie. Well, why would you say that about me? You told me. You said, here's what you said. You said to me, you said, you want me to go out there with you. That's what I said. No. You know why I said no? I don't know. I didn't tell Mabel. I didn't tell Clara.
I knew that Mabel's mother was dying at the time they brought her here. She was dying from the time she hit this house till she died.
You mean she died before she came
here? Mm-hmm.
She would have died if she hadn't come here?
She probably wouldn't have died.
So what are you trying to say? We made Mabel bring her here?
Wait, 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 wait,
what I know happen. A whole lot. I have a whole lot of proof, and I'm not even going to say it because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm just going to deal with it this way. I
well, the main thing you want you to do now is to
maybe we get the fix rate out of
everybody. Take that figure and let us know what you think about it. Not tell them what you said.
I'm sorry, I kept up with you.
But I think you ought to really think about what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm thinking about what I'm saying. Because you're thinking about what you're saying.
Well, maybe we put the money out.
I don't care.
So that
I didn't
the
tell you
to
put the money out.
We didn't tell you to do it.
It's my place to tell you to put the money out and not yours. You have to put a penny on it. Okay, listen to me now. Okay, now they're going to see it until when? I don't know. When I get out of here tonight, I'm going in the morning. I'm going to tell you. It's up to you. We're trying to work it out with you, but if that's what you want to do, you know, I told him, quit throwing it out. Give me that $41,000, but please add that $10,000 on. I give otherwise.
Either give me the 48. Because I mean, you know, that's, you speak about the two. There's a difference between. That's what I say. Either give me the $48,500, give me the $10,000 I put in that project, plus money I got out of the bank when they say $100, I brought mine in.
How many is this 100? No, no.
Okay, I'll deliver that message.
$48,000, $500 and whatever
Okay,
no,
he said he
went
a man for you when?
I'll call it up tonight. Uh-huh. I can feel him when he gives me.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying, but you
so I'll figure it's pretty for Monday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Pretty good.
I ain't asking for the time anymore.
Okay.
I don't want to put no more publicity on it. From Houston, Texas, to Dallas, Texas, all over the country. Say one woman come out, say they stick you back in that room and go stick it on you and check your social security. Wait for me.
We heard other lies.
Yeah, people go out and tell the way they treat
you. Well, you know it wasn't so.
I need to discuss something. This guy living over here, that's somebody who's living in the apartment of the council.
We gotta make some changes.
I got to test this.
You guys.